of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? What is happening? Welcome in to In This League. Right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My name is Chris Welch. That right there, that is Scott Bogman. He has not said a word, so
what?
Am I pointing to? Who am I talking to when I say right there?
Right there. You're pointing to me. I mean, it's always good when you point and you say, that guy right over there.
Yep, on the radio.
Because, no one can see.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. Welcome in. We got a jam-packed show for you. Kind of a crazy edition because we are about to do a live draft. I was about to say mock draft. A live draft.
Real draft.
Table here. Yeah,
it's for keeps.
It's for keeps. I'll talk about it here in just a second. But I want to remind you guys, this is draft weekend. Maybe only a couple days left. Maybe you're doing one on Tuesday. I don't know what you got going on. But you should go check out our 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates book on Amazon or at InThisLeague.com. 99 debates on almost 200 players judged by some of the best in the industry. It is an amazing tool to help you out in your drafts, whether they're happening tonight, tomorrow, or one of the days close up here. And it might be good in season, so check it out. Go to Amazon. It's only $6.99. You can get it a PDF version at our website. So, Bogman, what we've got going on here, we put together what we are calling the Crybaby Roto League, a 20-team Roto draft, and we are about to hit it in about 30 seconds. And for the rest of this show, we're going to be drafting this sucker.
Yeah, it is 20, man.
It's going to be wild.
What were we thinking?
I don't know what we were thinking. So we do this, the In This League pods, where we will do live drafts as a full episode. So we're going to do it here on this episode, and we're going to be doing this crazy draft. So this is going to be literally on draft weekend, the most up-to-date stuff. And this is not just a mock. This isn't playing around. This is for keepers. We're actually playing for a ring from officialfantasyrings.com. So let's get into it. We're going to start it, and we will break all of this down as this is starting up here. You're not going to know all the characters that are going on, but we'll tell you some of the picks. I can tell you I'm picking 8. Bogman is picking 12 in this 20-man Roto League. And we, like I said, we're vying for a ring from officialfantasyrings.com. They make the best prizes you guys could find for your league.
Damn.
So go check them out. And if you use the promo code ITL, you get 20% off. So go do it right now. First pick was Mike Trout, no shocker, in this Roto draft. So Bogman, you and I were talking about this a little bit before we got on air here in kind of preparation of like what you want to do in a mock draft. At 8, I'm dying for Mookie Betts in this Roto format, and you're dying for Chris Bryant at 12.
I want Bryant, like, if Stanton falling to me, I believe, is a pipe dream. But if that happened, I would be elated. So I think that's kind of like when, you know, you pick one overall and you're like, man, if I could just get Chris Bryant to fall to me at 24. And I'm like, why would you even wish
that?
Well,
yeah, I mean,
never gonna
try to be realistic here. I mean, I got some options because I do think 8 is an interesting spot in any draft. It doesn't matter if you're in a 10, a 12, a 16, or a 20. Oh, there goes Mookie Betts at 4. Damn
yeah, but
it.
That means somebody falls to you.
Yeah,
though.
That's true. Harper might fall to me, which I love. But that's the interesting thing. That's the whole point of 8 here. Yeah, Goldie. Is that I feel like you're put in a spot where an amazing player is going to be there. Because right now, I can get one of Goldie, Harper, Turner, Stanton, or Blackman. I mean, those are almost too good of choices. Yeah. Some in Roto might say a pitcher like Clayton Kershaw. I'm not going to do it. There goes Trey Turner at 5. So this is kind of dicey here, Bogman, as
you
I'm
know
about
what
to
I think
up.
The most amazing. Oh, there goes Harper.
One pick
what,
away
dude,
from Goldie.
Goldie?
Come on, don't take Goldie.
Oh, come on.
Don't take Goldie.
Who is jacked up on
that? He's going to take Goldie. So I'm I might take Stanton. Did you take Stanton over Blackman?
Like
I might take Stanton.
Roto. I don't know what I'd do. You know what? All the homers.
Oh my God! He took Charlie Blackman.
You get Goldie.
I'm gonna take Goldie at 8. That's great.
That.
I'm gonna take Goldie at 8. I love that.
Hell yes, you're gonna take Goldie.
That never happens to me.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, people are just so down on Goldie. Though I do feel like some smart people have kind of come to the defense of what you and I have been preaching all offseason, that the Goldie chaos is being a little bit overblown.
Yeah, just a touch. I mean, you know, anyone picking in the top 5 can, you know, drop down to only a top 20 player and no one would be surprised. So I think all this stuff is overblown. I mean, the guy still is going to hit for a high average. He still steals bases. So, you know, I think we're all going to be okay. Our first pitcher just went.
Yeah, a little auto pick too. That's that's pretty weak. That's pretty weak, man. There goes Stanton.
Oh, come on, Juniman.
What are you trying for here? Oh, you.
I want Bryant. I hate third base.
Yeah, ooh, it looks like the auto draft guy is not happy. You're getting him.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Not backing it up. Not, you can't back up live drafts.
Yeah, what back are they talking about? Don't auto pick. Have your cue set. You need to tell them that, Bogman. So it is interesting. Okay, so both kind of worked out for what we both wanted, which I'm digging. Live drafts are interesting, you know, because people are like, how do you make them interesting? Well, we will try our best as we get sniped. And
there goes Carlos Correa immediately afterwards. So,
and it's tough because we're picking 20 teams and we're already at pick 14, so we're just like still rocking on this.
Kluber
goes at 14. Sale's still out there. Sale's actually going to be taken as the fourth pitcher. That's surprising to me. There goes Judge and Arroyo at 15.
Man, I'm hoping for Lindor. I think that might be a pipe dream, though. You just never know how people are going to pick here. Do you think I should be upset if, if Josh Donaldson falls to me that I already took a third baseman?
I guess Bryant doesn't qualify at outfield in this.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, I don't know. What was the alternative? You took Correa?
Yeah, I could have taken Correa. But I can always, you know, if Machado falls, which he does sometimes, I don't think he will in this instance. There goes Freddie Freeman.
17.
But if Machado falls, I can always stick him at CI until he qualifies at short.
Let me post something like this, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, especially in bigger leagues, like taking like a 16 or even 15 for standard roto. I mean, we're not standard here at 20, but 15. That wheel pick is really beneficial. And look at this in a 20-man league. Let's say Votto goes here. This guy, Miguel, could have Rizzo and Lindor. There goes Joey Votto. So, yeah, that's what I said. He could have Rizzo, Lindor, Rizzo, Ramirez. I mean, he's going to get two incredible players.
He really is. I mean, the problem is now he's got to wait 40 picks until he's up again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rizzo is one of them.
There goes Gary Sanchez.
All right.
Over Lindor and Ramirez. So, Bogman, you are, you're still like 7 picks away.
Yeah. Okay.
What
so
do you want here?
You know, Lindor's not going to fall, so I'm going to get that out of my head. I would like JD Martinez to fall to me. If JD Martinez doesn't, then Syndergaard or Bumgarner, because I hate Steven Strasburg.
Well, Bumgarner just went, so that won't happen.
Okay, well, there you go. How about Syndergaard or JD Martinez? That's what I want.
Okay, I mean, those are top of the list guys, so there goes JD Martinez.
Okay, I'll take Lindor if he falls.
Yeah, well, you still got 5 picks, and Lindor and Ramirez
Shut
are
up.
Top of the queue. What about
Nobody
Cody Bellinger?
Asked you.
What about Cody?
I don't want Bellinger.
No?
I'm just afraid of the regression. I'll take Springer.
Yeah.
There you go, Strasburg. I like that. Come on. Lindor or Syndergaard?
The intensity of drafts, the decision-making. That's what this is all about, too, to kind of, you know, go through the decision-making here. Because I had planned to go first, to go outfield in this, because it's 5 outfielders. And as we discussed, there goes Lindor. You get Ramirez. But the problem in a 20-man league, you've got 100 outfielders that are going to go, and there's only 90 that start. There goes D. Gordon. Oh, my God. I mean, there's no way Jose Ramirez falls.
This is going to double-tap Syndergaard and Jose Ramirez, right?
Probably. You can take Syndergaard over Springer?
I kind of want to get a pitcher just because of, you know, 20-man, right?
I mean, yeah, whatever you got to do.
I don't like that you like that I'm taking Syndergaard.
I mean, I just...
Look, Jose Ramirez is going to be one of the next 2 picks, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, he's the pick right there.
And there he goes.
Yeah.
So, Syndergaard. Yeah. That's what Josh Hudson can... He can snipe me, and then I'm going to be...
There goes...
God.
There goes Syndergaard. You called it, too.
God!
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't want anybody. You know what? I'm just going to... I'm going to do the thing I said, and I'm going to take Donaldson.
Are you really?
No.
Wow, I'm surprised. I'm 3 picks away, and there's no way. As I said, I want Bellinger or Springer, and I'm not going to get either one of these, and I don't like any of these other players. So, Yeah, these are horrible players, to be honest with you.
What is happening?
There goes Springer. Yep, two picks. I just don't even know who I'm going to take here, Boggs. I don't want any of these guys.
take Dozier. You actually do like Dozier. I know it doesn't feel right as a second-round pick, or Jose Abreu. Not a bad pick.
I mean, this would be pick in the 30s, but no, I have Goldschmidt. I'm not going to take Jose Abreu.
Well, I had Bryant. I took Donaldson.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not an idiot.
Okay, I guess I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm an idiot for taking two of the best
players.
There
goes Dozier. Okay, so then here will go Bellinger, and I'll truly have nobody to pick. It's awesome.
The exact thing just happened to me.
Yep, 100%. So. I'm going to be choosing between Bregman or Severino. Oh, my God, Bregman went. I'm going to take Bellinger.
Oh, wow. There you go. All you right. You got two first basemen.
No, he's an outfielder.
Yeah, you can put him in outfield.
That's what I'm gonna do. All right, that's an easy decision.
Take
all right,
two first baseman, you idiot.
Goldie and Bellinger. I'll take that. Who was your start?
I have Brian Donaldson.
That's pretty good. That's pretty damn good, even though it's two of the same, you know. Spots.
It's two of the same position, but I mean, I really hate third base, so getting two good ones does help me.
Yeah. Luis Severino is the next pick. So we're in the pick. We're picked like 35. We're only in the second round of this roto draft. There goes Verlander here. But I mean, as far as someone that's falling is Carlos Carrasco. That's one to discuss because Carrasco had that little he's got that injury bug that we're still kind of waiting to hear what's going to happen with it. And, you know, with how injuries have been going, it's always kind of sketchy to see how long it could linger. I mean, there goes Benintendi. We're at pick 37 now, and there's still no Carlos Carrasco because I think there's always that worry with him.
Yeah, there is. I mean, he only pitched 200 innings just last year. So you always have to have that in the back of your mind with someone like that. And in a league this deep, it's especially difficult because if you mess up one pick, you know, this is more like a football draft. You know, if your first round pick goes out, you might be sunk in football.
That's
I don't
a
know
great
that
point.
It's necessarily that bad in any type of baseball draft, no matter how deep the league is, but it's still got to be somewhat close. And I just hate that I am 15 more picks away.
I know.
And especially that you pick in front of me. So who. Like, what's your plan here?
Well, I mean, I got so many picks in front of me. There goes Rhys Hoskins at 38. It's really tough to say who's going to be there. I would prefer talking about the pitcher thing. I'd love if Yu Darvish was there. That's what I'm looking at.
I think he'll be there.
I think he might. Guys like that, there goes Yelich.
Carlos Martinez.
Yelich just went 39 overall. Maybe. I mean, I'll take Carrasco if he's there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he falls.
There he goes.
No, but he won't
there
because
goes.
He just went.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is only this is number one overall pick. So he has Trout and Carrasco.
Oh,
Trout, Carrasco, and Buxton.
Trout, Carrasco, Buxton. I mean, man, there's some risk. It's not bad at all. There's some risk. I'll take Seager if he's there. I think he'll be probably the next pick. I know you hate Seager. I have no problem with Seager at like almost pick 50.
Yeah. You know what?
Right. I'd have two Dodgers, though. But
yeah, that's true.
But
there goes Jose Abreu.
All right, so I am five picks away. We'll probably get both of our picks in before we go to break here. There goes Robbie Ray.
Oh.
So pitching is happening. So I got Seager and Darvish on the queue right now, and that's it. So that's a problem.
Well, I have four guys on the queue here. All right, no, excuse me. I have three guys on the queue because Robbie Ray just went.
Yeah. I mean, Carlos Martinez will probably – I should probably just put him on the queue as a guy that I would draft. There goes Marcelo Zuna. Okay, so we're almost out of the territory where this could sink me because I won't do the closer thing. I mean, even though in a roto, might be worth
closers
taking
are
Kenley.
Still good.
Yeah, might be even worth taking Kenley, to be honest with you.
He's really good. I don't know, man. This
queue?
Is Kenley? Yeah, Kenley is not on the queue right now, but I mean – he's definitely an option because all my guys are probably going to go.
Okay.
All my friends are dead.
All your friends are dead. All right. So these guys are definitely having some auto-picking issues.
E5.
In a paid league, by the way. E5. So there goes Kenley.
Set that queue, boys.
Yep. So
all right. You're going to get one of your
guys. I'm taking Corey or Darvish. That's what I'm taking.
So Seager or Darvish.
100% happening here.
So who's number? Like,
I think
who are you going to be upset?
I think Seager would be the one I'd have to take. I mean, I know I should get pitching, by the way. That's probably the way to go. But I think he's a good value.
Seager is value here. So
yeah,
it's not a bad pick.
So come on. Let's get this pick before break. Oh, there goes Corey Seager, of course. So, oh, you wanted Darvish, didn't you?
sure did.
Yeah, guess what?
I'll take Carlos Martinez, though.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm taking Darvish. 48 overall, you Darvish.
Man, maybe pitcher. I should take Greinke. That's just dicey, though, isn't it? Is that too dicey to take Greinke?
No,
here?
It's not. I mean, he's going to start the third game. That's something people should consider. There goes Craig Kimbrell. But, you know, I'm dicey on it. I think I said this in our, not in the on the radio show, but one of our podcasts. I'm out on Greinke as far as him going before guys like Robbie Ray, Carlos Martinez, and there goes Justin Upton. So you're up, and you Darvish. So you could get Carlos Martinez here.
I did.
And you
took
him,
Martinez.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll get Greinke coming back. Maybe people will avoid it.
No, someone will take it. I have 8,000 picks before I pick again. So
all right, well,
he'll absolutely go.
We're going to go to break here in a second, but read me off your team. And we're doing the 20-man, as we call it, the Crybaby Roto League, because as we have always told everybody, there's no bigger crybaby than a player that only plays Roto because, oh my God, head-to-head, something could happen. You could finish first and not win? Oh my God! By the way, so we're doing a 20-man crybaby, and whoever finishes first in this, well, they deserve it. So real quick, who is your team as we're going to go to break?
Bryant, Donaldson, and Carlos Martinez.
It's pretty damn good, man. I got Goldschmidt, Bellinger, and you Darvish. I am very, very happy about this start.
And you complained about where you picked, like you always do.
Because I'm always at like 6, 7, or 8 this year. It's crazy. Well, we'll be back here. We have got more of this live draft that we're doing on the air. We're also going to be obviously talking about some of the latest news in preparation for your guys' draft that might be happening tonight. So don't you go anywhere. I am the Welsh. That is Bogman. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Draft! Draft!
Draft!
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
How would you like to manage
In This League
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you?
Scott Bogman.
I got
Chris Welsh.
On the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
What's up? Welcome back. Oh, that's a bad auto pick that just happened right there. You might need to turn that back, Bogman.
What is
that's
happening?
That's an atrocious one. I don't know. That's your call. Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I might not even be able to pull that back, wouldn't you? Because we didn't pull back the others. They're going to be crybabies.
I mean, Nick Senzel is just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Fix your cues. Holy moly. Maybe you type that, Bogman. Welcome back. It's In This League. As you can tell, we're doing a live draft on the air. That's not good. All the chaos that's going on, and it is unbelievable. We're doing a 20-man roto draft. It is obviously complete chaos.
For Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. You got to do that again. Holy. Fix it now, or you're stuck. This guy is drafting just minor leaguers. Unbelievable. It's crazy. So 20 man on the break, we had chaos going on here because Bogman was like, he was dealing with this, like, this moment of truth where he was like, oh my God, am I going to have to take
this league's stupid? Let's talk about something else.
You hate it. You're like, do I have to take AJ Pollock? And then you kind of resigned yourself to it. And then he went the pick before you.
Yeah, one pick before me, which, look, I'm not that disappointed in A.J. Pollock, but that crap has happened to me 3 times in a row already in this draft. I barely missed Syndergaard. Yep. I barely missed Darvish, and I barely missed stupid A.J. Pollock, who I didn't really want. But, I mean, so I have 3 guys that I like, but, you know, they're just like Donaldson I like, but I'm afraid of the calf injury. Carlos Martinez is fine, and then there was like really no one of value. So I took the best closer on the board at Aroldis Chapman. So, I mean, this is Roto. So we need, you know, we need everything.
Yeah,
but
we do. So there's definitely a lot of there's a lot of chaos going on. But it's interesting. We're at pick 78 right now. David Price just went. James Paxton went. Whit Merrifield just went as we spoke. One guy that's still available is Shohei Ohtani, Bogman. We've talked about it. He is just continuously dropping. There goes Roberto Ozuna ahead of Corey Knebel, who I might literally, I might consider with my pick if he were happened to fall in this.
Ozuna, a lot of people like Ozuna. You know, you see all of those right before the season starts, you see a lot of those bold predictions. Screw you, whoever you are, Blitzkrieg.
Watch yourself, Luis Castillo.
I know. I understand. It's radio. Okay. I get it.
Making sure Vogren's about to lose it. You're having a rough go of things. There goes your boy Travis Shaw. He just got drafted.
I don't want anybody left.
So on the break, so what did you resign to doing? Who is the guy that you picked when you did not get AJ Pollock?
Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, you took the closer, which was a good idea. I had given thought to him. I ended up taking Billy Hamilton at 73 overall. And I like the pairing with Billy Hamilton.
Oh, Billy.
Wow, right. Your Aunt Braun just went 82. Ugh. Because I got Billy Hamilton with Bellinger and Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I mean, I like your team way more than I like my team.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging what's going on. So I've got Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Hamilton, and Yu Darvish. Yasiel Puig just went 83. I mean, I like Puig, but, you know,
I mean,
going
in Roto, especially with a bigger league, a 20-man league, people are just going to take their shots.
Oh,
there goes Devers.
I got two guys on my queue right now, Daniel Murphy and Corey
Knebel. What are
Knebel.
Their names?
Corey Knebel and Daniel Murphy. Are you happy? Oh, that was the other guy that was the backup was Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, damn it!
Yep, Lorenzo Cain.
That was the guy I wanted. I wanted Cain. And he just went.
And he's gone. There goes Corey Knebel.
And he's gone. There goes Corey Knebel. Move to the back.
Move to the back of the line.
Murphy's going to go right here.
Am I going to have a Shohei Ohtani share?
Oh.
No, Domingo Santana. How long is Daniel Murphy out for? They didn't say. Just he's going to miss opening day, right?
No, he's going to miss opening day. I mean, you know, he's pretty good value here. You were thinking about him in the last pick, so.
Yeah, I'm going to take Daniel Murphy. Yeah, you're like, take Daniel Murphy because I want this other guy.
No, I don't want anybody. There's not a player I want here, dude.
Take Ohtani.
I might take Ohtani.
You take Cespedes. Cespedes is your guy.
Yeah, he is my guy, but I'm nervous about him this year.
All right. Well, they'll probably both go ahead of you because there goes Ozzy Albies.
Yeah. It's not horrible. People are taking their shots, man. Jeez.
Yeah. What are we?
Is Murphy going to play this? Yeah, he's going to play this year. Give me a break, dude.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
Oh, God. Am I going to take stupid Shohei Ohtani? There goes Tanaka.
Dang it.
I'm going to take Ohtani.
Are you really? You're going to own a share of Ohtani?
I'm going to take Ohtani, unless Juniman takes him one pick ahead of me. He's had an awful spring, but I'm just going to pray that this is because, you know, he's nervous or whatever.
Tanaka and Kendrick. All right.
God.
I'm doing it. All right. There you go. Bogman owns the share of Ohtani. There you go.
I'm disgusted by myself immediately.
There we go. So, yeah, I mean, the Murphy thing, it's interesting. A couple guys are like, is he going to play? And he's... I mean, he's going to play, but, you know, he definitely is going to be out for a little bit. I'm actually seeing this. Maybe this is going to screw me. I didn't realize. Are they saying he's going to be out until June?
I don't think he's going to be out until June, really. I did that. It wasn't up there yesterday when I was putting in my keepers, if that's what they're saying today.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. So I think it's a good value. But if he's out till June, that's news to me. That's not that solid. I'm going to have to go look at that, Bogman.
Yeah, well, you know. There's plenty of other second basemen in the sea, right, the Welsh?
Yeah, well, I mean, not in a 20-man league.
Am I up before you, or are you up?
I don't know.
I am up before you. You know what? If Cespedes falls all the way back, I think that's because I have no outfielders yet.
Well, that's
and we
your
have
guy,
five.
Too.
That's 100 outfielders when there's 90 starters in the outfield in the league. So I'm going to have to wind up taking an outfielder here. If Cespedes goes... I also have Chris Taylor and some other. Well, no, I don't have Chris Taylor lined up anymore. So if Cespedes goes, Manny Margot.
Yeah, that's wild, by the way, because Roto World is reporting as of like 2 days ago that he's just not going to make opening day, and they're saying like mid-April.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. That's the assumption.
Who
I'm
said
going
June?
At. Well, on the on FanTrax. Well, we're drafting on FanTrax, by the way. And there goes Cespedes. Oh. And it says something like, the micro could go till June. And I'm like, that's not the case with Daniel Murphy that I've seen. I think at 88, that's a good value.
There goes Miguel Odor. I think so, too. 88, jeez.
Yeah.
I took Otani at 92. So I heard in our first Satellite League, the Welsh, he went at pick 150-something.
Wow, Otani is falling, really?
He is tumbling, tumbling.
There goes Miguel Cabrera at pick 101.
I think, you know, in this type of 20-man league, you got to take some risks somewhere. So, I mean, that's a risk that I'm going to take. And my next one is, it's going to be a bit of a reach, but I want Manny Margot. That's who I want.
Oh, you didn't take my guy, you son of a...
Yeah, I mean, Manny Margot's really good. So
he is really
power
good.
Speed a little bit, and I've got a lot of thump with Bryant Donaldson in this lineup.
Another one that's going to be interesting, John Lester goes to monitor is this stuff with Jeff Samardzija. Jeff Samardzija, he had an MRI on Thursday, and it's looking like he's going to begin the season on the DL. But you know, there's just like a lot bigger worries that are going to kind of follow him in general because of this.
You know, someone in the Invitational wound up with, it was Polanco who just got hurt, and who else just got hurt? Or just Polanco just got suspended.
Justin Turner.
Yeah, Polanco, Justin Turner, and one of his last picks was Tyrell Cotton.
Oh, man, really?
That is brutal.
Okay, life is a little bit rough here. So did you already pick?
Rough in the streets. No, I am... Okay. Three picks away, Matt Olson goes, and I really want Manny Margot.
Manny Margot, yeah.
I mean, he's going to go, so I don't know why I'm getting all kinds of steamed up here. So
I mean, he's probably going to go.
I should just, you know, should just realize I'm not getting him and take someone else.
Sometimes you just got to take the L.
And there goes
Miguel Sano, just one
Miguel
pick away.
Sano, someone's not afraid.
One pick away.
One pick away, he's going to go. Josh Hudson is 100% taking Manny Margot.
Nope, Ken Giles.
Wow. Okay.
So, there goes Manny Margot.
Take Moncada.
That's so funny. That's what I have him. I got him on the queue.
That was my other guy. I know he's not falling back to me, so we can go ahead and talk about
it. I got Moncada. I got Stroman and Moncada on my list right now, and I think I got to take Moncada, even though I do need pitching. I've only got one pitcher, and I'm a little concerned about that. But,
I mean, I have 2.5.
Wow. Joey Gallo just went 112.
Yeah, I think La Cosa Nostra is, he was a guy who had Kershaw first, so he's kind of, he's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Man. See, I saw Moncada, and I thought it was one of those where, you know.
No, yeah, he went before me. See, and also, I backed myself up. I got a second baseman in place of Murphy if I really need it. I got to go pitching here next, so that is... I mean, there's no chance Stroman comes back to me, but if he does, he's 1,000% my pick. There goes Justin Turner. Just went one. Okay. I gave thought to Justin Turner, but with Daniel Murphy, I think it's hard. But there
it's just tough in this one because, you know, if you don't back up quick, it's really hard to get a backup.
Yeah. But I got to go pitching here. Closer isn't even the worst idea, but I really want a starter just because you can still get some of that late closing. I'm looking at guys like Luke Weaver, Marcus Stroman, Sonny Gray, and, I mean, I would hate to have Rich Hill as my number two, but.
Well, I mean, you're going to have.
Oh, there goes
we're going to have some
Weaver,
bad
you. That sucks. Maybe a little Johnny Cueto action. Oh, there goes my whole list. List is just, isn't that the worst feeling in the world when you're staring at the screen and then your list just poof.
That's why I hate this. That's why I hate this league already.
Yeah.
It's happened brutal. To me like six times already.
You know how many cuss words that we have wanted to say on this show? I just hope the listening audience can appreciate our respect for FCC regulations and rules. Yeah, Jeff Samardzija just went at 118. That we have wanted to cuss pretty extensively through this entire thing.
There we're through Sean round six.
You know, I am actually shocked at something, by the way, of the reaction that the guys in this draft are having at having a 30-second clock. Like, they've never experienced like something like this in their life. Like, are you not prepared? Are
well,
they not
I mean,
prepared?
Is it really a 30? Is it really a 30-second clock? Ian Desmond just went. I wanted him with my next pick. Is it really a 30-second clock, though, when it's 20 teams? I mean, you have so much time.
I 100%
you have so much
agree.
Time to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah,
so.
To do activities and stuff.
Yeah, so much room for activities.
There's so much. Too. Yeah, there's still a lot of good players here, and my biggest problem is going to happen if the... I've only got two starting pitchers on this list that I really want. If they both go, that there goes your boy Nomar Mazara, that I'm probably... I feel like I might resign myself to taking another hitter, and I feel like that's a really poor choice in Roto with how many hitters I have over pitching.
Well, I mean, you got to get the pitching somewhere. But I mean, hey, look, Stroman's tumbling a little bit. So,
I mean,
probably because I just said his name, it's not going to happen. But
it goes Adam Eaton. That's a good
Adam
Eaton. Yeah. Well, I got Stroman and Gray. Like one of those guys is the number two, and this will be fine with this offense. Which I got. There goes Marwin Gonzalez. Ooh. I got Goldschmidt, Murphy, Moncada, Bellinger, and Hamilton in a 20-man league.
Mm. I've got Bryant, Donaldson, Margot, Martinez, Chapman, and Ohtani.
Yeah, I forgot you, Darvish. I got you, Darvish, too. So, all right, so we're pick 125. So we're going to get through first hour. We'll probably get through the first 10 rounds there. So
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
See?
There's another auto picker.
Yeah, at least I think JB, there's something, like he's just putting guys in his queue. There's something wrong with his phone or something where he can't pick. So,
yeah. All right, two picks away. Didi Gregorius.
I've
all right,
on my list for a long time.
Just need to get past.
Here goes Stroman.
Just let's not have Stroman go. Wade Davis.
Wade Davis.
I'll take Marcus.
How do you get
Marcus Stroman at 128?
Stupid.
In a 20-man roto league. Whew. I know the next guy I want. No chance I get him. So, but I can't say his name. Who do you want? Who do you love? Are you sure?
I am debating.
Who do you love? Are you? That's like an old 90s song. I don't even remember who it was from.
Oh, man. All right. I am debating between two guys here.
What do you got here?
Do I take my two or three player off this list, the Welsh?
I don't know. You'll just do the opposite of whatever
you
I say.
You make the choice.
The two or the three?
The two or the three. I have four guys on my list.
Why don't you take the one?
Well, because I'm debating at a different position. So it's two or three. What's it going
to
be?
I don't want to choose because then I might choose the guy that I want.
Well, I auto-picked. So I got my number one guy.
Oh, okay.
Justin Smoke, because you're being a dick and you won't shut up.
It's my fault.
It's your fault. I was asking you. I was trying to make the show entertaining. And
I didn't even know you were
You wouldn't shut the hell up. So I went ahead and took Justin Smoke, which is fine.
Well, and everyone's S in your D now about it. They're like, oh, what a value pick by Bogman. Were you not going to take
him? Said not bad value for story, by the way. Not my pick. Ahead of me, you idiot. Can you do anything right today, please? You do one thing right.
I can draft a team. I can draft a team right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can. That's I can auto pick right. So congratulations.
We're going to go to break here in a minute. This is riveting stuff here. These live drafts. If you guys want... Oh, that hurt my soul, Kyle Seager. If you guys want to live react, you can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can ask us questions about the draft. You can comment live about your favorite. I mean, we haven't really talked about the favorite teams, though we will go through it. Paul DeJong just goes, I can't believe the players that are still out there. This is
second base is getting thinned out pretty quick because I've been looking at some second base.
Yeah, you got to get on it. Oh, man, that was Johnny Cueto would have sure felt nice if he would have felt to me. But if you guys want to make comments, you want to talk about our teams or anything that's going on in this 20-man crybaby roto draft, you can tweet us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? But one of the most important things, if you're getting ready for your drafts tonight, tomorrow, maybe it's Tuesday. I don't know when you're going to be rocking them, but we promise you we've got a great tool for you. It is our 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates book. You can go get it on Amazon right now or go to InThisLeague.com. If you go to InThisLeague.com, you will get the PDF version. Otherwise, you can go get the Kindle version over at Amazon.com for only $6.99. Just type in fantasy baseball or 99 fantasy baseball. It'll be the first option up. Get it. It will have lots and lots of good stuff from some of the best guys in the industry and write-ups on almost 200 players from Bogman and I. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side of this break. We're going to continue the 20-man live draft. All the tears, all the happiness. It's all going down. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network you are listening to. Hopefully you're doing it on their brand new, not new. It's, I guess it's been out for a while, but their app. It's not brand new, but don't be listening on their app. You can listen for free 24 hours.
What a sell.
Yeah, I know. What a sell. 24 hours of free fantasy content. Plus, you can listen to In This League a whole bunch of times. We're on.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, I was just on Friday. I was on with Greg and Seeley. I was on with them. Charlie Morton just goes. We have our In This League overtime show, which you can catch, I believe, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's kind of a best of our podcast, plus our show here. And we are back doing a live 20-man roto draft. We're doing it on the air. So as we are talking to you, these picks are being made. So bear with us as we go through some of the hurt and travesty that this whole thing is. We are in... Speaking of hurt,
Bradley Zimmer
just went. That hurt my soul big time because I was contemplating
sounded
him.
Sounded like it did.
That hurt. That hurt, man. but we are at pick 163, yet only round 9. That's where we're at right now. I mean, think about that for a minute. Like
only 17 more rounds to go, or 18 more rounds to go after this round.
Let that really sit in. So I'm
500 picks, by the way.
Oh my God, that's crazy, dude.
I know.
That is crazy. We are we're at pick 164. I'm about to get up here. Jameson Taillon just went very shortly. I got Garrett Richards with my last pick at 153. So my staff is Darvish, Stroman, and Richards, but my offense is Goldie, Murphy, Moncada, Bellinger, and Hamilton. Absolutely love it.
I actually got my guy that the Welsh didn't pick with my next pick. So I'm very, very glad that I got auto-picked my guy Justin Smoke. So I got Smoke, Bryant, Donaldson, Margot, Delino DeShields with Martinez, Chapman, and Otani.
There goes Adam Jones. So I'm two picks away here. I feel... Oh, there goes Ryan Zimmerman.
Like chicken night?
That was another one I was contemplating. I feel like I got to get a closer. That's where I feel like I'm kind of sitting at right now. And
is it going to be Archie?
Eduardo Nunez is there. I want to take Holland. I want to take Holland, but he doesn't have the gig yet. And I feel, and you know my feeling about Archie, but man, could
roll
he
them
screw
bones,
me.
Son. 20-man roto. No risk and no biscuit.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like, you know what? Good sell, Bogman. I'm going to go Holland here.
Yeah. Do it. You think I'm overselling? I'm not. I'm not taking a closer. So.
I'm going to take Holland.
I'm going to take John VR.
Yeah.
That's who I want.
I kind of wanted Archie.
More speed.
You know, is what it is. Hopefully he gets a job. Greg Holland was talking with the Cardinals most recently. And what did you tell me about Tristan Cockcroft? Didn't he have like a bold predictions thing?
Yeah, I believe it was Tristan Cockcroft. I'd have to double check to make sure. But I think that he said that the leader in saves for the Diamondbacks was going to be Greg Holland. Like, you know, he hasn't signed. He hasn't had any discussions with the Diamondbacks at all. And that's what he said. So I was a little bit surprised.
I think that's bold. I mean, you want to talk
that's
bold
prediction. Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. That's not shying away from it one bit. So that is a very, very bold prediction. So I can get down with that. These roto drafts are always kind of tough in general, besides the general like crybaby consensus about them. But, you know, it's difficult in the balancing of the teams. You know, we saw Joey Gallo go at like 113. I really think he's tough to take in this type of a format, unless you're going to punt a category, and that's really, you know, it's not something you want to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely not something you want to do here. So it's these drafts are tough, man. They're not This is not for the faint of heart.
No, well, and we also threw...
I still like this way better than our AL-NL-only leagues.
Yeah, well, we did 16-man AL-NL, which, you know, then the bottom of the barrel just gets, like, taken out from you. It's pretty brutal. But, you know, 20-man, where you're going to have 500 players, you've got... We're in pick... You know, we're going to get to pick 200, and we're going to be in, like, round 10, essentially.
Right.
Like, that's really rough. So you're going to have starters from...
That math works out.
Yeah, something like that. You're going to have like some pretty rough starters that are going to be going on here. But we've seen a lot of interesting things go on. You know, I took Daniel Murphy with a little bit of an injury risk. I took him at 88. Justin Turner, who is going to be out probably at least a month, he was taken around 118, I want to say. And Jeff Samardzija, which there's some unknownness. All the injury guys kind of fell. So that's a good pick. Kevin Kiermaier just went pick 181, followed by Lucas Giolito. There is a lot of question mark stuff that is looming around players, which to me, what that means is there are deals to be had. Greg Holland is a deal right now. There goes Conforto at 183, you're 182, you're just heart be stilled. Greg Holland is a deal unless he doesn't find a gig until June. Then it's going to be a huge epic disaster. There are guys that are deals. Carlos Carrasco kind of fell to a deal. You know, those are things that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, this is... Man, I wanted Conforto. That is disappointing. But I need some pitching here because I only have I have Carlos Martinez, who's a great starter, but I followed him up with Ohtani. So
Chase Anderson, right?
Yep. I'm very upset about my number two here. This is not good.
Yeah. Because Ohtani is a tough you almost need to get this next guy to be like a number two for you. There's not many of those. I mean, or any.
Of God, them. Who am I going to take
there
here?
There Steven Souza. Also
Souza, like, that could wind up being a great pick, but he does have an injured shoulder. He just hurt yesterday. So we don't know how he's going to... God dang it.
Vizca, you want Vizcaino?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... I have Chapman.
Oh.
I'm doing the same thing here.
My
dude.
Heart just broke, and Odubel Herrera just went.
El Torito.
Oh, man. Mitch Haniger, you're up now. Man. You are up. Zip it up.
I'm going to do this.
What are you going to do?
What
are you going to take?
Yeah, I'm going to take Archie Bradley.
Oh, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Feel way better about that now.
No, I said it earlier. I'm like, I want Archie, and then you go and take it.
I swear
what
to God,
scumbag.
I did not hear you.
Complete.
Well, I want a Vizcaino. I want a Chase Anderson.
I want is Melanson right now, and if he goes, that's going to be a massive problem. And he didn't go. So
he did not go. Oh, Mike Zaninu, La Cosa Nostra thought he was sniping you there.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh yeah. Did he really thank you? That hurt. Took an art. I mean, though, it might have been a little risky with like Holland and Archie.
You said, what do you mean? Didn't everyone load up their top 560 picks in the ranks today?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
These are rough. I mean, looking at the player pool right now, and like, mind you, like, I've only got five offensive starters, but I do have five pitchers. The player pool is pretty bad.
Yeah. You missing? Because I need three more outfielders.
I'm missing everything. I need three more outfielders as well. I need a shortstop, a third baseman. I filled the middle infield role a little bit earlier, so.
I need a shortstop.
Oh, you and me both, huh?
I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're just not good in general. So there goes Yadier Molina.
I need a catcher, too, but who cares? I'm just going to wait on a catcher.
I agree with that. Have you already filled your... What's your team? What's your team look like?
So I've got Smoke, John VR at second, Chris Bryant at third, with Josh Donaldson at my corner. Margo and DeShields are my outfielders, and my starters are Carlos Martinez and Shohei Ohtani with Aroldis Chapman and Archie Bradley.
What a crew you have got there.
It's a crew. Sure. I need some pitching bad.
Yeah, and I'm kind of worried about what outfield is starting to look like. Oh, man. The outfield is not a pretty situation either. I got some guys, though. I got some guys that I want, but I don't want to say any of them because you're a scumbag. I say anything, and you're taking
it. Dude, I did not hear you, so shut up. Man. And why would you be announcing players when I have a pick ahead of you anyway,
Well, because I said, I was like, I kind of want Bradley, and you're like, go with Holland.
Oh, okay. So I'm supposed to also give you Bradley.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to say a player because you said his name.
Yeah, that's how it works, oh, isn't it?
Well, I didn't know.
I thought that's
now
how it works.
Knowing's half the battle, G.I. Okay. Joe.
There you go. G.I. Joe. Yeah, I totally agree. There's actually some players. The problem is it's just like I want all of them, and then I'd be happy with my team, and I'm going to get maybe two of them.
Oh.
Best auto pick ever, Tywin Walker. There goes Kelvin Herrera.
We're both so upset.
We were both upset here.
You know who I really want here, the Welsh? Brandon Crawford. So please do not take Brandon Crawford.
Okay. I'll claim. Pick 203 here. I am five picks away, and I have not decided on the player that I want to go with, though I do have a vague idea. I'm looking at him right now. Oh, that was not him, but that was one of the main backups was Dinelison Lamet. Was it yours too?
And he was definitely on my list.
There goes Corey Dickerson. All right, now we're getting sketchy.
The guy, yeah, my list is dwindling.
I'm committed to the player that I want right now. I want Sin Soo Choo. That's what
okay.
I want.
I like that.
I have Sin Soo Choo in almost every single draft. I am so committed to him. And you like it because it's not your guy, though.
No, I mean, I like Choo. So I like a Choo.
like a Choo. Very nice. I like a Choo.
I really like that pick. It is not the guy that I want, but that's a really good pick. I feel like I have too many Rangers. You know, I'd have two at that point.
Oh, wow. That's
and I don't
lot.
Know. I don't know if I can handle all that Rangers. So,
yeah, it's a lot.
I've got
Rangers
only
there.
Players from the best teams like, you know, Delino DeShields
Royals.
And Manny Margot.
Royals you got?
Right. Yeah. And John VR.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. There goes Waka. I'm going to take Choo.
Choo.
Who are you taking?
I want Corbin.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, you're a Corbin guy. Yeah, I mean, can I talk about one player that I know you won't take? You won't take Cole Hamels.
No, I won't take Cole Hamels. So.
I'd like to have Cole Hamels come back here.
That would be great.
Just a little bit. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. There goes your boy, Michael Brantley.
Damn it.
This draft is brutal. There goes Kenta Maeda. I got Kenta Maeda in, I do the Bourbon League. It's a league where, you got Corbin, where the prizes are a whole bunch of different bourbon. And Kenta Maeda fell. It's an OBP quality starts league. He fell to like 280, and I just snapped him up.
Yeah, I mean, 280, Jesus.
I know,
every single itty-bitty dash of risk is out of him at that.
That's what I was saying. That's exactly how I felt about it. I was like, well, there's just no inherent risk anymore. There goes Tim Beckham. Somebody top tier player, whoever that is, went woof. That's what imagine when we get to the end of this draft. That's why we'll have to talk about there goes Tim Anderson.
We're in round 11
and we have 200 players gone. We'll have to talk about
we're
more important
barely
things.
A third of the way through.
Yeah, well, now there's apparently there's a garbage shortstop run that just happened of just some of the worst players, so good for everybody for getting your stupid shortstops.
Oh man,
crybaby Roto Bogman, how are you feeling right now on this team?
You know, I was feeling better like 5 minutes ago, but I feel, this is once again, this is the Seth Rogen from Step Brothers. Now after that fart, everything's a little effed up. So I don't like this team. I mean, look, I bet
David
if I looked
Dahl,
at someone
Jesus.
Else's team, I would be okay with it, but I really feel shorted, like I shorted myself.
Yeah, I'm going to look at a random team. Let's go. How about let's look at Mark Otto's team? Let's see if we
all
feel
right.
better.
Mark
His
Otto.
Team is offense is Matt Olson. Let's see. Matt Olson, Kyle Seager, Lindor, Cozart, Inciarte, Duvall, and Souza with pitchers of Sale, Archer, Quintana, and Arrieta. I don't feel better. Not sure I feel better about that. His pitching is insane.
Man, I think I want to take Danny Salazar if he falls. Is my starting pitching too risky then with Otani, Carlos Martinez, and Corbin?
I think you kind of said it earlier, though. Like, you know, you got to
take
the risk.
I would say the risk is taken out of him, but this is round 12.
Yeah, well, but also, like, you got to kind of take the risks at this point.
Yeah, you do. God.
There goes Todd
Frazier. I almost took A.J. Pollock, so I'll look at it that way.
Yeah, so then he'll just go before you.
Yeah, probably won't pick Adam.
All right, so you're picking Adam, so who are you going for?
Yeah, that's Danny Salazar is my guy. So.
Okay, all right.
And I don't really have great backups. Dexter Fowler just went.
Mm. Todd Frazier. Still some really good Scooter Gennett. Do you have a second baseman?
Yeah, I have VR. I don't have a shortstop.
Okay. Yeah, you and me are just punting shortstop. We're going to be battling it out.
We're the guys. We have no shortstop and catchers and apparently no outfield. Drew Pomerantz.
You're two picks away.
Oh, man.
Who you want again?
I want Danny Salazar.
Okay. That sounds weird to hear that.
Well, I mean, I was all back in, and then he got hurt before spring training.
And they pulled you back in.
Yeah, I wish I could quit you, Danny Salazar. Yeah. I don't know why I sound like Bill Clinton there.
I don't know. Hey. Oh, there went Danny Salazar, the pick before you. Oh, no.
I take stupid Tyler Chatwood. Fine.
Oh, no. That was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely brutal.
Oh.
But I'm also kind of relieved that I don't have to take the risk.
There just went Marcus Semien. Well, I got two players that I want right now, and I'm up, and I'm just wondering. All right, I'm going to take this risk here because I think this other guy could fall to me.
Got to take Cole Hamels.
Yeah, I'm going to take Hamels, so I get my fourth starter.
So who do you want to fall back to you?
I want Lewis Brinson.
Lewis Brinson, that's a good pick.
He got hit in the face. There goes Cesar Hernandez.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah,
Cesar.
Yeah, he got hit in the face, but I think he'll be just fine. But I would love Lewis Brinson to go with this outfield. So crossing me fingers here. There goes, Logan Morrison. That's a good pick.
Crossing me fingers, man.
That was a good pick. You see that? Logan Morrison?
I saw that.
235.
Yeah. I mean, Logan Morrison has been one of my guys. And what pick was that?
That he just went?
235. Yeah, I'm going to take a look. Overall? 235. That's about where he's going.
So I just said 235. I said like five times.
I didn't hear you. I wasn't paying attention.
Again, apparently you just don't hear anything that I'm saying in this episode.
I just don't care. Yeah, you know, ever since you made me auto pick, I've just been ignoring
it. I made you auto pick. So, Jesus Christ. I made you auto pick.
Well, look, this is the crybaby roto. So
oh,
I don't know
true.
What you expect from me.
You know what? Fair point.
I'm being a crybaby.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I am completely wrong here. This is the crybaby roto league. What we do here is we cry about every scenario that happens. There goes Tanner Rourke. So we'll do some crying, and maybe we'll try to clean out Bogman's ears so he can start hearing something.
What?
On the break, it's the end of hour one where we are doing this live draft. We're only through 12 rounds. We've got more. We're going to be hitting a whole bunch of fantasy baseball news, so don't you worry. We're going to be talking about the latest, as we've kind of been doing throughout this entire thing, telling you about the latest guys. We'll probably break down some of these teams so you guys can get an idea. And good on you if you happen to be doing a 20-man crybaby roto league or any type of crazy league that you're doing. But don't go anywhere. There goes Gleyber Torres. He went out of here. 241. We'll be back, though. More picks. I'm coming up here shortly. I'll tell you what I did on the other side of this break. This is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.